right. That voice you heard is Greg Hargrave.
The tie in the Lions.
And we do voluminous show prep, and I know you hear it all the time in every show, show prep, show prep, show prep. And what that consists of is, you know, things that we want to talk about on the show, news items, you know, things in pop culture, things that just have been bothering you, you know, besides the sports issues. And Greg is, you know, such a smart guy, and he unleashed this question that he's going to reveal to us momentarily that actually I'm a little disappointed in myself and you, John, and even, you know, the great Jamie Samuelson before him, Bill McAllister, and even my time working with Woja, that we've never really debated this issue because it's one of the hottest issues all over the country.
Right? It is, because there is a right and a wrong way.
Well, we'll figure that out in a second. But go ahead, Greg, would you like to pose this question, and we will put it on a Twitter poll as well.
And Greg, I will say this too. I want to hear your question, but I also want to know, how did you come up with this question? Like, what is the moment that made you think of this?
So I was listening to a podcast, and just kind of out of the blue, they were talking, well, how do you do this? And then it made me question if I do this the more common way or the more uncommon way. And I have a feeling I do this the more uncommon way. But the question, very basic, is simply, how do you take off your shirt?
Now you're talking not a button down.
Not a button down, a pullover t-shirt. Like you're wearing, like I'm wearing a pullover hoodie, mm-hmm. something like that.
How do you cut your grilled cheese?
Straight across.
So
basically there's two options here. It's from the top or from the collar or from the bottom.
Right.
Usually, I mean, I have.
Oh, I thought Stoney was going to show us.
No,
I'm like, wait a second here.
Stoney was doing it like he's even unsure himself how he does this.
I've done both, but I would have to say I've done it both ways. Yes, I'd say the majority is from the top, but sometimes from the top in front, sometimes from
the top and
from
back.
Behind, the top and back.
That has to be a guy thing. I have never considered taking my shirt off from the collar.
Oh,
from the top?
It's totally a guy thing, yes. And here's why. Because when I take my shirt off from the top, and sometimes like I'll pull an arm through, and then I'll pull the other arm through, and then I'll take it off over the top, it's so that when I take it off, it's not inside out.
Okay, because that makes sense. Sure.
When we've covered this before. When I do the laundry, and my kids... It is always inside out, and I guarantee you they take it from the bottom, and they when you take it that way off, it ends up inside out, and they just throw it in the laundry and then figure dad'll make it right.
Well, sometimes I'll still take it from the top and it'll still be inside out because I'll do a little flip thing, but other than that, yes. But yeah, it's usually from the top.
Yeah, from the top.
But I have done it from the bottom sometimes, I guess. But
it's always from the bottom. I mean, I normally, but some people can just cross their arms, hold on to the bottom of their shirt, and take it off in one movement.
Yes.
I take each arm out of my shirt first and then take it off from the bottom.
See, I do the arms, but I go from top
you
down.
You take the arms out first?
I do.
Really? I just, especially with a t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, so I think it's more of a habit because I like wearing hoodies. I like wearing my sweatshirt. So when I take, if I'm just taking off
I am going to demonstrate.
So
for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Move away from the Zoom.
I will.
Move away from the Zoom.
What it sounds like, Jansen, is that the way you do it, if you were to be caught midway through, if you were to be caught midway through taking your shirt off.
You have to take it off and take it on in one motion.
Yes,
like
you
that.
Can.
You would get caught in the Aaron Hernandez pose when he got arrested. Remember that? He had his shirt on, but his arms were like through the bottom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
That's kind of sounds like how you do it, John.
It is. And so, yes, because when I take my sweatshirt or my hoodie off,
right.
I want to make sure that, if I pull it from the bottom up, then my shirt comes up with it and it comes off at the same time, then I end up standing there without my shirt on.
Okay, well, I understand that for a hoodie if you're
so
layered.
I do this.
Yes.
I do the same thing then when I'm taking my shirt off. It's arm in, and then pull it from the neck up.
248-539-9797. How do you take off your shirt? From the collar or from the bottom?
Uh-huh.
And I know Doug is probably driving here right now and he's pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Because we stole his topic.
Well, we may have stole his topic, yes. Well, yeah, what does he do with his ball cap while he's taking his shirt off?
Yeah. Well, this, the fact that I take it from do it from the...
if I'm taking someone else's shirt off, yeah. It's bottom.
Glad you said that. From the collar, you know, this is coming from somebody, John, you might not realize this, who had my shirt on, what, backwards a couple times and didn't even realize it? Remember that?
Not a collared shirt. No, please tell me you had a collared shirt on backwards.
No.
That's impossible.
No. Well, but I know what happened. I forget exactly the whole circumstances about it, but it was pretty funny. I know that. And so you can vote, by the way, on our Twitter poll, Stoney and Jansen with Heather.
Yes. How do you disrobe?
How do you take off your shirt? Option one: grab from the collar. Option two: grab from the bottom. I'm going to vote right now.
So if you grab from the bottom too, the issue can be that you stretch your shirt out a little bit too much.
Oh, I voted for the wrong one. Damn it.
Yes. Really?
Says the, yes.
Yeah.
I can't undo my vote.
Yes,
either.
It's impossible to put that colored shirt on backwards.
I can't undo my vote. Well, if bottom wins by a vote, it's my fault.
You voted for the bottom.
But every vote counts.
Every vote counts.
Every vote counts. Oh, Lord. All right, 248-539-9797. Last night, by the way, in case you missed it, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Islanders 8-0 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. Tonight is game 5 of the Vegas and Montreal series.
Hey, interesting stat about the Lightning. They have the top 5 point getters in the NHL playoffs right now.
It's incredible.
Kucherov 27, .18, Stamkos, Killorn, Hedman.
I know, and there
it's
are
ridiculous.
There are a lot of people who are upset that Kucherov, you know, didn't play all season and he's healthy enough for the playoffs. But you know what? Those are the breaks.
Load management in the NHL.
Look, hockey's the one sport I think more than the others where the best teams don't always win. But I think I think Tampa's the best team, and they might not win. All right, we have some ticket texts, as you would imagine. Some are sexist, but what the hell? From the top, except after a workout when I'm soaked, there's no choice but to take it off from the bottom. Okay. FYI, if your kids are wearing T-shirts, better to wash them inside out, otherwise it can damage artwork on the shirt.
So they're doing you a favor, John. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it's going to get folded inside out.
Pull from the top collar.
Yeah.
Bingo, John. My wife and kids go from the bottom and always turn it inside out. Very frustrating. Collar is the only way to go. Wow. Depends if I'm sweating or not. Sweating from the bottom, not sweating top.
Yeah, it is.
Seems
off
a popular
wet T-shirt. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Take shirt off from the top. But what's more important, when my kids take their pants or socks off, they're always inside out. I told them I refuse to wash them inside out, especially the socks, because they don't get clean. It's nasty. Thanks, Sean and White Lake.
Mm-hmm. That's a hot topic.
I had absolutely no idea that any normal man would take his shirt off from the bottom. It's mostly a range motion thing. If you're a big, wide-shouldered man like myself, for John, you can't reach across, grab the bottom easily, so much easier to pull it over the top. Jeff from South Lyon, tough guy. And, of course, finally, can Heather demonstrate? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad we only got one of those.